And continuing, these are all quotes from Alice Miller. In the child's eyes, parents encounter their own humiliating past, and they must ward it off with the power they now have achieved. Little girls, once they become women and mothers, can pass on to their children at the most tender age the contempt from which they once had suffered. Later, the adult man will idealize his mother, since every human being needs the feeling that he was really loved. But he will despise other women, upon whom he thus revenges himself in place of his mother. And these humiliated adult women, in turn, if they have no other means of ridding themselves of their burden, will revenge themselves upon their own children. So we as women, and this is my interjection, I guess you could say we are burdened with a double dose of humiliation as infants from our parents, particularly our mothers. She's right there. And then later from men who, I mean, it's very insidious, who were humiliated by women, their mothers. It is a very, very insidious circle of contempt. But Alice Miller wrote some years back now. Why has she never been discussed over the airwaves? We get weakened, deluded little bits and pieces of her in some latest pundit with the newest book, but who never, like she does, use that word, totalitarian, the state, a mini state. The state in microcosm is that nuclear family. She points her fingers straight at the state system, which designs us for its use. Continuing with Alice Miller, contempt is the weapon of the weak and a defense against one's own despised and unwanted feelings. And the fountainhead of all contempt, all discrimination, interjection, which is why we have to talk about it. It sets the mental patterns in place for everything. That's why class is the core issue for us to be talking about, the citizen-barbarian divide. That she points her finger at the training in early childhood is simply pointing her finger at the training the state has instituted for us. What else is there to talk about if we're to get clear enough to begin talking about a different future than this? If we aren't talking about this, we're condemned to this endless Groundhog Day, watching our brothers and sisters get slaughtered for their resources if you're in the more privileged, quote unquote, states. And then watching your brothers and sisters betray you if you are the ones being slaughtered. This is hideous. And none of it talked about, all of it legitimated falsely, dishonest. All of it premised on a false notion of what we are as human beings and living things. So contempt is the weapon of the weak and a defense against one's own despised and unwanted feelings, says Alice Miller, and the fountainhead of all contempt, all discrimination, is the more or less conscious, uncontrolled, and secret exercise of power over the child by the adult, which is tolerated by us. It's a perfect, perfect microcosm for power, isn't it? Just as they exercise their power in secret, so does the parent exercise his or her power over the child in secret. We perfectly mirror our rulers. They set it up that way. And this power parents wield, continuing with Alice Miller, is tolerated by society unless there's murder or serious physical harm. What adults do to their child's spirit is entirely their own affair. For for the child is regarded as the parent's property, in the same way as the citizens of a totalitarian state are the property of its government. And what interjection here, we're going to be asking ourselves to think that when a reality is global, as class is, as the institution of rule, as the notion of relinquishing our own authentic voices and serving the state, as the notion of accepting coercion as inevitable, that labor is, all of these labor is our inevitable lot. That when these ways of thinking, which necessarily, because we experience daily the censoring out of anything else but those thoughts, when that way of seeing the world is installed globally, that's a totalitarian system. And we have to begin premising our discussions on the left with that obvious truth. Because if we can face that truth, it will spur us on to acknowledge the imperative of moving on. It will motivate us to not put anything ahead of this necessary work of creating an alternative. Not tweaking, not fixing, but creating an alternative based on freedom defined as living one's own gifts, freedom from necessity, universal human leisure. Freedom, leisure, happiness. It has to have all those components. And happiness is self-creation. See, this is creating a new language, a new way of thinking about ourselves and our gifts as more important than anything. That's what the earth needs. It's for us to reclaim our own bodies. So then she writes, until we become sensitized to the small child suffering, this wielding of power by adults will continue to be a normal, quote unquote, my quote unquote, aspect of the human condition. For no one pays attention to or takes seriously what is regarded as trivial, since the victims are only children. But in 20 years' time, these children will be adults who will have to pay it all back to their own children. They may then fight vigorously against cruelty, quote unquote, in the world. You know, the nonprofit army of hardworking folks will go to the mat against cruelty in the world. And yet, will carry within themselves an experience of cruelty to which they have no access and which remains hidden behind their idealized picture of a happy childhood. Unquote from Alice Miller, Prisoners of Childhood. So I put to you now, and just to reiterate, you understand the significance of what she's saying, that we can tell ourselves we're fighting against cruelty, but not caring about the cruelty that was done to us, which means we can't care about the cruelty, the normal cruelty of having lost ourselves in the first place, of having no access to our authentic selves. Until we care about that, and that is what I mean by reclaiming our bodies. It's all of that. Then we can't begin moving on. We can't begin claiming the right to a different world.